announcement relates to a 217 million euro co-financed ERDF program. So it's in partnership with the Irish government and the European Commission to try and, I suppose, accelerate the development and address some of the kind of structural weaknesses of the region. So the program is a six-year program, and really it's targeted at supporting, our young people, our talent, our education system, and R&D across the region. So I think what we're going to see is investment in the new Atlantic Technology University, making sure that university becomes, you know, even though it's the youngest university of its kind in Ireland, its ambition can be realised by this programme. So we set to see about 20 million euros invested in that programme. And then we're going to see, I suppose, investments in our technological gateways all across the region, from Galway up to Donegal and across to Cavan and Monaghan, investing in Enterprise Ireland supported schemes and our local enterprise offices, making sure that our SMEs and our small enterprises all across the region are equipped with, I suppose, the services around digitalisation and getting the supports that will help this region, I suppose, address some of the distinct challenges, I suppose. And then, on top of all of that, there's a number of schemes that are going to, I suppose, invest to make sure that our social housing stock all across the region, that we have a just transition, investing in housing retrofit schemes, and then finally schemes that are going to support our some of the challenges that our towns and villages have around vacancy and dereliction, to make sure that we bring some of those places back into use, and that we have town centres that are vibrant and healthy.
And hopefully all this work then will help, as the region has been noted on numerous occasions as lagging behind the rest of the country. So it will hopefully address this imbalance.
Absolutely. That's the core, I suppose, that's the core message from this stimulus package, that, you know, this isn't a random set of schemes, but I suppose it's based on an evidence that we've collected through the regional spatial economic strategy over the last couple of years, that we know how to address these kind of underlying weaknesses. So it's really important that we invest in talent, that we invest in young people, that we invest in a kind of innovation ecosystem all across the region, so that, you know, we're making sure that we're as resilient as an economy as possible. And, you know, that's really important. And the European Commission recognised that, the Irish government recognised that, and we've worked very hard with our stakeholders all across the region, all of our local authorities, all of the agencies like the likes of Airnact up in the north there, to make sure that we have a tailored scheme, a programme, or investment schemes that can make sure that the next generation are probably better served than the previous.